Alaska contains enough natural gas in the form of hydrates to heat more than 100 million homes for a decade. That's according to a report released today by the U.S. Geological Survey. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, accessing Alaska's natural gas hydrates is a long way off, but federal scientists say they now have a better understanding of their potential.
Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne says the new report released by the U.S. Geological Survey shows the potential for methane hydrates in Alaska.
Today we move the story of natural gas hydrates from the realm of science and speculation to the realm of the actual and the useful.
A natural gas hydrate is an ice-like solid. It's formed when water molecules trap gas molecules in a cage-like structure. The trapped gas is the same natural gas used to heat homes and produce electricity. Kempthorne's staff set up what looks like a high school science experiment to show the gathered reporters samples of hydrates. These aren't from Alaska's North Slope. Those would be worth more than gold because of all the effort it takes to extract them at this point. Instead, these were made in a lab. Small pieces come steaming out of a cold tank and are white, like a dense piece of snow. They crackle and pop. So I'm holding a piece in my hand and it's sizzling. It feels like ice. It's really cold. As it sputters and melts, it releases methane gas and water, which pools in my hand. Hydrates are created by the right combination of low temperature and high pressure. Kempthorne says they form under the seabed, but also under permafrost.
More than 90% of the natural gas hydrates in the United States are federally managed resources occurring on the North Slope of Alaska and on the Outer Continental Shelf.
And Kempthorne says the U.S. Geological Survey's assessment is the first to examine just how much methane in the form of hydrates could be tapped in Alaska. It estimates there are 84.5 trillion cubic feet on the North Slope.
The natural gas hydrates have more energy potential than all fossil fuels combined. So this is great information.
So what now? More research and study, and the continued press to build a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope. The director of the U.S. Geological Survey, Mark Myers, says without that, the gas is stuck.
Large-scale production will have to wait till there's a market. The gas can't be delivered to the market until there's a gas pipeline.
Myers says the new numbers about gas hydrates should add incentive to the motivation for developing a pipeline. But environmentalists have concerns. About 4% of the hydrates mentioned in the new study are in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Ethan Manuel with the Sierra Club fears the process of extracting hydrates could damage ecosystems.
Alaska's North Slope, especially the Arctic Refuge, is the wrong place to look for natural gas and the wrong place for us to look for solutions to our current energy challenges.
But the U.S. Geological Survey says gas from methane hydrates could be extracted with techniques already used at producing gas fields. However, the state's Division of Oil and Gas Director, Kevin Banks, says there are still questions about how exactly to extract Alaska's methane hydrates.
I'm focused mostly on just how it's to be produced. We don't know how hydrates flow and whether they will flow for a long time. There's been just a few wells that have been drilled to test those capabilities.
Banks says Alaskans have known for years that there's a healthy supply of methane hydrates on the North Slope because whenever a development well is drilled in fields like Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk, they pass through the zone where the hydrates occur. Banks says they've often been regarded as a geohazard, something for drillers to be careful around, and there's always been the question and the hope that they could be economically recovered.
Hydrates aren't found in very many places in the world. If we could bring these to market, it would be a tremendous boon for Alaska, but also it would be a wonderful source of energy for the lower 48.
Officials with the U.S. Geological Survey say the next step is conducting long-term tests. They're being planned for 2009 through 2011. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.